1022 here on KMBZ with you on a, today is a Wednesday. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Attorney General William Barr is in Kansas City and is doing a news conference today to talk about, we've gotten some hints about what he's going to be saying, but to talk about what they're going to call the success of Operation Legend and how many arrests they have made so far. Since the Attorney General is in our city and doing a news conference, we will carry that for you coming up at 11 o'clock here on KMBZ or when it begins. Moving on here a little bit, a theme that we seem to be talking about a lot lately is the things that people are saying that get them fired or suspended from their job. And we talk a lot about how we, as broadcasters, know what we can say and not say, that would get us fired or in trouble or not. And even though the show isn't scripted, we have a filter and we kind of know what that line is and we know how not to cross it because this is what we do for a living. I cannot say the same thing about a Charlotte Hornets broadcaster.
This story is fascinating to me because of how this all played out. And if ever there were a time when you could easily make a case that this was nothing more than a horrible mistake, it's this one. And I don't know if that necessarily takes the onus off of him. However, I think it is worth noting that, I mean, this to have this play out the way that it looked on Twitter is almost impossible without it just being exactly that, without it being a mistake. Here's what happened. He was live tweeting during a game between the Charlotte Hornets and the Denver Nuggets. And that is the crux of the matter, because what his tweet said was he was talking about the shooting in this game is amazing. And what he said was the shooting in Hornets and then the N-word game is amazing. And that he didn't know. I mean, thumb typed it and then sent it out and boom, there it was. And there's the N-word on his Twitter feed. So immediately he's suspended. The Charlotte Hornets are quote unquote investigating this. I'm sorry. It was the Jazz. It was not the Hornets, but yeah, he said shot making in this Jazz dash N-word game is awesome. And so while he was live tweeting this thing, he just didn't even pay attention to what he was tweeting out and hit send. Well, if you look at the keyboard, if you look at the QWERTY keyboard, the I is right next to the U and the R is right next to the T. So all you have to do is be one letter off when you're typing Nuggets and boom, you got the N-word on your keyboard, which is very likely what happened. He didn't mean to put that word in. And I did a little experimenting. Now, I don't know what he was using, what phone he was using, but I checked on my iPhone, and if you mistype Nuggets, either way, it does not autocorrect to the N-word. However, if you type in the N-word, that will accept, and it will go out. So he must have missed both letters.
Okay. So does it also, yes, my phone will autocorrect to words I have typed before. And so does that mean possibly the reason it autocorrected to this word is because in the past he had actually typed the word?
Maybe, but, and that is a good point. But if he, like I said, if he was just one letter off on each of them, he would have typed the word, the N-word, and not noticed it. But for it to autocorrect to that, yeah, you're right. It would have had to be something you typed before. Obviously, on my phone, that's not there. So I don't know. I mean, it's easy to understand, again, that whole being one letter off thing, because how many times have we done that? How many times have you typed something in your phone, live for love, love for live, whatever, and just been that one letter off, and it goes, well, that's a word, okay. And off it goes. And so, yeah, if you're trying to type Nuggets and you're just one letter to the right, that's what you end up with.
How do we pronounce this guy's last name? I don't want to mispronounce it. It's F-O-C-K-E.
I think it's Fock.
Okay. So he called the error a horrible mistake.
Yep.
And blamed it on trying to post his thoughts on Twitter too quickly without rereading his first. He said he never uses the N-word and simply mistyped the word Nuggets. He said it was not an autocorrect error. He said he just mistyped the wrong word. This is, and then this was his apology tweet. He said, "Earlier today, I made a horrific error while attempting to tweet about the Denver-Utah game. I don't know how I mistyped. I had and have no intention of ever using that word. I take full responsibility for my actions. Truly apologize. Sorry who I offended. I've been sick to my stomach about it ever since." My first thought is, I get that it's a game, and you know, I've been in that position of live tweeting events that I was, you know, that I was at and covering. Mm-hmm. You don't send a tweet without rereading it first for this very reason.
Yeah, yes, you're correct. Mean, but I can't say I haven't done it.
Number one, I can't think that I've ever done it on Twitter. I've done it in private text messages. But I've never sent a tweet that I didn't, quite frankly, I probably look at it 35 times to make sure, that I didn't say anything I shouldn't have.
Yeah, because you don't want somebody coming up, even if it's just a grammatical error, you don't want somebody coming up and going, "You're stupid, you put this instead of this."
Right.
Yeah, I understand. I have been in really like heated back and forths with people where I've too quickly hit send and gone, "Wow, that's an awesome zinger." Bang, you know, and then read it and gone, "Oh no, I typed the word wrong. Now I'm going to hear it for that." But, so I can kind of understand if you're in the heat of it and you're watching the game and you're really excited about, "Oh, this is great." Yeah. Bang, hit send back to my beer. I can get that. Yes, he should have proofread, but if proofreading or not proofreading is his biggest sin here, then come on, give the dude a break. It's not like some of the Freudian slips that we've seen happen verbally. I mean, you could make the case that it is kind of like that, but it's different if it's a word that comes out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even then, mistakes have been punished by firing before. I could name you a couple of them where it was clear that it was just somebody who tripped over a word and it ended up sounding like something else. And, you know, in that case, it's up to the employer, and it'll be up to the Charlotte Hornets if they want to keep this guy employed or not. But I think, like I said, this is the one case where it's too easy to see the dumb mistake and realize that word was nowhere in his mind when he typed that.
I got to tell you, though, I mean, number one, we have no idea what was in his mind.
True.
You know, we'll never know. You know, we don't know that to be for sure either way. But either way, the Hornets indefinitely suspended him. I mean, yep. And fast. This took no time for them to come in and do this.
And what that usually means, as we've discussed in the past, is that they're looking into ways to fire him without getting sued.
And I think it's funny, some of you on the text line are playing with your phones to see if it's an autocorrect thing and what comes up and where the letters are. 5767798 or text in 913-576-7798. The Hornets don't care what he meant. The Hornets saw that word on Twitter, don't care what his intentions were, don't care how it happened, and they suspended him indefinitely.